Thank you, Chair. I'm also the believer of the peaceful, finding the peaceful solution, and that's why I would like to talk about the sustainable development from the perspective of the analysis of the inequality between people, inequality between nations, and inequality between countries. We talk a lot about reducing inequality, but when we are to act, we fall very short. The world built by people is, according to my understanding, overloaded with inequalities that are basically creating us obstacles in having a fairer, safer, and a world with social economical approach that is better with the environment or friendly to the environment. At the same time, we have a lot of international organizations where every country has to have a voice, but we still haven't addressed the deep inequalities between the nations. As Madam President Vike Feyerberga mentioned today, for many countries it's so much difficult to develop themselves without having the goodwill from the big countries or from those that are stronger or wealthier. We try to turn everything into tools. At the same time, we don't use these tools in order to help to grow. So when I'm talking about tools, I'm talking about financial resources, and not every country has the same access to the financial resources, or for some of them, the financial resources cost is higher than for others. I'm talking about technologies, so countries that have access to advanced technology, they are in a significant advantages compared to the ones that don't have access to the technologies, and the natural resources. The natural resources that are distributed, and so they are not equally distributed on the world. So again, some countries are having access to abundant natural resources and some don't. On top of this, the world is in an ongoing competition for political competition, economical competition. Also, we can talk today about military power or military sort of competition. And too often, the power is used to impose rather to get people together and unite. And competition is something that divides us into them and us, or into good and bad at the same time. It's also influencing our decisions and sometimes drives the decisions rooted by pressure, by attack, instead of respectful dialogue and finding the unifying compromises. Imagine how much energy today we spend in all this competition all around the world. And if that energy, time, resources would be redirected, I think we will be able to ensure a better sustainable development for everyone. At least a better one compared to what we have today. Me as a representative of a small country, I can see this, or I saw many times these inequalities firsthand. We face the access to financing, we face access to technologies, and obviously we don't have access to the natural resources. As I mentioned before, our progress often depends more on the goodwill of stronger nations and on the goodwill of the nations that have access to power, rather than to our own efforts. And I believe that we have everything to set up a sustainable future of the humanity, and all the problems lays with us, within the humanity, and all the problems are related to our attitude towards each other. And to solve these things, I think it's also depending on us. So it's important to be able to analyze and to ask some questions. Do we respect each other like we respect ourselves? Are we ready to react the same at the challenges of others like we would see as an urgency to react at the challenges of our own? I believe reflecting is important, and I understand that what we can do individually or what we can do as a nation is so important to address the inequality. I think from the reflection we have to move to the actions, and in the list of actions I would put the priority on the building the partnership, building the foster dialogue. Also, we were talking about building trust today, and how to prioritize the fairness over the competition. And I think working together, regardless of the differences among us, is something that would help us to create a world where equality is not just ideal, but a reality for all of us. And the responsibility lies on all of us, especially on those that have access to power and those that have access to influence or have much more influence. We have to lead with courage, with compassion, with commitment in order to achieve the sustainable development. And that should be done only by putting the hands together and doing all together. I think that's the way to create for the future the opportunities, the fairness, and the hope. Thank you, Chair.